I realize that a lot of our economic system, you know, has a lot of flaws, that a lot of problems with it, you know, like wage labor that's not particularly pleasant, that, you know, the rich have the big gap between like rich and poor. But I mean, it's together now, because there's been like increasing standards of living in America, and isn't that in one way like a justification for it, the why it's still around, why capitalism, from my understanding, has triumphed?
Oh, it's a terrible argument. You know, there was rising standards of living in slave societies. Slaves were much better off in the early 19th century than in the early 18th century. Is that an argument for slavery? And in fact, if you really want to be serious about it, the slave owners were giving arguments other like you. So slavery, very much like it. We'd say George Fitzhugh, who was the leading spokesman for the American slave owners in the South, at the time when it was becoming a serious issue, around 1840, he had pretty powerful arguments in favor of slavery. Something you're not allowed to say, incidentally, but if you read, you'll notice. What he was saying is, look, the reason you Northerners are against slavery is because you're anti-Negro racists. We are not racists. We think that you should take care of your subjects. So we treat them nicely. And we even do that on economic grounds, because they're our capital. You know, like if I own, make an anachronistic analogy about it, if I buy a car and you rent a car, okay, and somebody comes a year later and has a look at the two cars, which car is going to be in better shape? Okay, well, because I own it, so I'm going to take care of it. Not yours, but you rent it, you just throw it away and get another one. Okay. That's exactly Fitzhugh's argument. He says, look, we own people, we just rent them, so therefore we take care of them. We treat them well, we respect them. They're our capital, besides we have human relations with them. We're free capitalists, we still have human relations. You just treat them as tools under wage labor, and they're much worse off. So we're the ones who are mobbed. We're the ones who are mobbed. And in fact, under the slave system, if you take a look, it was reasonably efficient. Conditions were sort of improving. People lived in better, slaves lived better in 1850 than in 1750. Okay, everything you're saying could stand as a perfectly good economic, could be a good argument for slavery, but would offer an argument for slavery. So the facts are the opposite of what you're describing.